This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We're taking a tour around Douglas County in a series of interviews. We continue looking at the community of Winston. City Manager Thomas McIntosh, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle. Always a pleasure.
So, how long have you been in the role of city manager? It seemed like last year it hadn't been very long.
No, not very long. July 1st of last year, so almost 7 months.
So now it's been a year and 7 months. How do you feel like it's going so far?
Only 7 months, July of last year.
Oh, okay. So how do you feel like it's going?
It's going really well. I mean, there was a lot of buildup in that regard. Coming in 2021, being hired on as a development director, and then shortly after that, my predecessor, my old boss, had other ideas, so he began training. And so I spent a couple of years in the assistant role and got a lot of good training.
And talk about your background being getting to city government. Where did that idea start?
In college. A political science degree and just really catching fire. I did an internship in a planning department and just kind of caught fire from there. It's just been really good work.
What do you like? Because for a lot of people, they look at the planning process and go, nah, okay, it's not necessarily all that exciting to follow, but what do you find fascinating about it, especially now that you're in the role of managing the city?
I will concede the fact that city government can be slow going, okay? It takes a while to get things done. However, there's a lot of good things. You get exposed to a lot of good things. City functions as part of a planning concept. So it's been a pleasure for me. I look at it as building the city and helping improve it.
Well, and that's one of the things I was thinking about there is, yeah, there's a lot of steps. There's a lot to do because you have to really figure out, okay, if you take this street or this neighborhood, it's going to take a number of years to get from point A to B. And you have to really look down the road a ways.
Indeed. I mean, it helps carve away at it a little faster when you go after the severe areas first, and that's what we're trying to do. I mean, really out of necessity. But, little by little, improving the city, however long it takes, whatever you need to do, whatever steps it takes, it's making the city better, improving it.
Now, I know it varies from community to community with different forms of government, technically, but what's your take on sort of the role of the city manager?
Oh, so many things. I mean, where do I even start? You know, essentially the caretaker of all the departments, public works between the PD and, City Hall, just all city functions, but mostly being really a bridge between city functions and the council. It's imperative to make sure they're educated so they make educated decisions on all things having to do with the city.
Now, for Winston's population, where do things look right now?
5679 right now. It's just an uptick from a couple of years ago. We're not gaining a whole lot, but we'll take it because it is an increase.
Now, being so new to the role, look back at 2024. What were some of the highlights for city government?
Yeah, I mean, I just transitioned officially into my role halfway through the year. We already had quite a few things in the hopper before that. We had an infrastructure project that we were carrying out really on the west side of town, our west side project, Rose Street and such, a sewer line and paving new streets, ripping all that up and trying to improve that area just in and around the PD. But also, we started a compensation study for our public works group, just really committed, dedicated workers. And we found some major disparities between other cities of a similar population, and some ranges 20% deficiencies. So we're very excited to get that data and now go after attacking fixing that.
And oftentimes when you approach city council and want more money for the, for staff, it's kind of a process.
It is a process. It's justifiable when you bring the data together and you present that and go, a good fashion. But we have a good city council. They understand that you have to compensate your employees of a market rate or they go somewhere else. That's what happens.
Well, and you have, if you're in a particular role, you've got all the other communities in the county and certainly other cities in Oregon or elsewhere they could go.
That's true. The requirement dictates that we have to look at comparable populations, but we don't really lose people in a lot of realms that way. It's to our local agencies. It's to Roseburg. It's to Sutherland. It's to Douglas County, those types of things. So in some fashion, we're not going to compete. However, we can do the right thing, do the analysis, and make the adjustments.
So how many employees overall do you have with the city?
35 total right now. We just filled... We got an announcement of a retirement, and we hired someone. There's a little bit of overlap there. She's training that new individual as a billing clerk prior to retiring next month, so we're at full staff right now.
And is that a pretty consistent number of staff over the last few years?
We've gained steam. We've added people. We added an officer a few years back. We added a public works employee, and we put 3 years ago a city planner in our budget. And we just hired a new one of those, too, about 6 weeks ago. He's doing tremendous in our planning industry here and really holding down the fort.
So as you look at the year, and especially just beginning, what were kind of the tougher challenges?
Oh, finding the money to do these projects. It just there's not a whole lot to go around. There's a number of taxing districts in Winston, and Winston is kind of the lower end of the mill rate. So we don't have that much of a healthy budget as it relates to our street, especially street sewers, and taking care of our public safety. So we live and die on grants, like many cities our population do.
And are those generally state or some of them federal?
A lot of them are state. We've really tabbed into the Clean Water State Revolving Fund through DEQ. That's been our friend as of late. They have a really ambitious program, the Point Source Program, and it's a $4 million package for us. It's huge, and it's going to help us attack a couple of really important infrastructure issues, sewer-related.
Yeah, and tell us more about those.
Well, we have our inverted sanitary sewer siphon on a gravity sewer
system. Try to say that fast on the radio.
Well, I'm not going to say it three times. We'll
yeah,
put
right.
it that way. The sewer siphon is the collection of all of our wastewater for Winston. Everything. All the collection. And it collects into these three pipes, goes under the river, and onto the plant. So it was put in 1978. It's reached its useful life. And we got to look at getting it replaced. It's high dollars, north of $3 million probably, and counting.
Wow. And you've got to do that in a timely manner so that you don't end up with the alternative situation if you don't.
Yeah, we don't even want to talk about the alternative situation. That's a, you know, that's a sewer piece of sewer infrastructure that goes under the river. There's a river component to it. So from an environmental standpoint and just from a... you know, taking care of Winston and allowing them to keep flushing their toilet, we've got to get that thing addressed.
And as I've talked to other city managers over the years, I mean, even Betty Keeley mentioned this on Monday as mayor, it's not the most exciting topic to bring up to the average person in your community until it doesn't work. And then they suddenly see the need for it to work.
That's right. It's out of sight, out of mind. Sewer pipes are subgrade. We don't look at them. We just kind of flush our toilet and don't think about it. So it is a luxury, so to speak. But listen, we're very passionate at the city level, at the council level, too, on addressing these, even if sometimes they're taken for granted a little. And I will say Public Works being the unsung hero on this. They're the caretakers of our sewer and street system. They're very hard workers, very appreciative of them.
All right. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM. 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4 o'clock. And tomorrow we look at the city of Sutherland. City Manager Jared Gilliam and Mayor Michelle Sumner will be on the program. City Manager Thomas McIntosh from Winston in here today talking about things going on. Now, you mentioned getting grants for some of these higher dollar projects, and there's really got to be a lot of planning there, because these are not things where you write up a proposal and you get money approved immediately and you can spend it immediately. I mean, some of these are 2 or 3 year processes, right?
Or longer. Yeah, it is a process. And if you want to go for state funding, a lot of the cities that are acclimated to this process will tell you, they need to know what you're wanting. So you have to have engineered plans prepared and all of those things. And all of that takes time, and it takes upfront cash money that is, you know, sometimes we struggle to find. We have an engineering outfit that does a fairly good job. What's nice about some of these programs is they will reimburse your engineering or technical assistance as part of that. So that's been of help too.
But you've got to still pay for that upfront and be ready to not get paid back until down the road a ways.
That's right. We got to budget it and do some creative accounting in that regard.
So are there other city improvements you'd like to see happen?
We'd like to see the whole city improved. I mean, we want to overhaul the whole thing, and we're ambitious in that regard. But we just got to keep carving away at it. We've got another project that's going on right now that we put in our budget at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the fiscal year, July 1. We're hitting 3 areas of the city, and I was actually out there a couple of weeks on site witnessing in person a bursting process. If you've never seen that, it's really neat stuff. They bring the pipe in underground, and you don't have to do an open trench. Saves the city money, and it's a very useful way of doing that.
And what does that bursting process achieve?
Well, I mean, it allows us to do it in a cheaper capacity, but it also allows us to plan it in a way. For example, you go down to Winston, the antique mall is there. We had a sewer line that, an 8-inch line that went underneath it. So bursting allows us to you know, kind of cut 2 patches on both ends of the project, bring the line through, burst it through. So you burst the old pipe and you bring the new one through. So when you're going under a building, I mean, you can't. There's inherent difficulties with that. So, but it's just a useful new tactic that cities could do and utilize.
Wow. What about parks in Winston? What's going on there?
Well, I mean, we've got a lot of old stuff, as you might suspect. We've got our community center bathrooms. The park board and our public works department is really trying to attack those. They're very old, outdated. So we're trying to analyze that situation and probably get those, try to get those replaced.
And now, so how many parks do you have in Winston?
There's 3. There's 2 bigger ones that are utilizing a little more of a significant capacity. Riverbend Park, we've got a lot of our ball fields and we've got a skate park there, and you know, a lot of Riverbend Live takes place there. But we've got Community Park, which is, you know, you have some basketball courts there and different things. Our community center is located there, and we just completed a new pavilion on a grant this past fiscal year. It turned out really nice.
So talk about the business community. How are things doing there?
We have really made a big push, and I want to send a shout out to our new mayor. She's pretty passionate about this. We've got a upcoming council meeting on February 3rd where we're going to be going over our progress with the new Chamber of Commerce, but also the introduction of a potential Main Street program that we want to enter into. Sutherland has really been the hub for this. And because they're creating that hub, smaller cities that may not qualify or meet the provisions may be able to get in on that and get some of those resources that are available. We want our business owners and new prospective business owners to have resources to meet their vision for their property.
And have you seen much business growth in the last year?
It's slow going. We've mainly been trying to push an education campaign out there to help people understand that there's urban renewal funds available to get rid of blight. Once those things start rolling along and they start improving the aesthetics, we've seen some of it. Right now, the Dairy Queen is overhauling the outside of their building. There's a few other, you know, projects here and there. So we want them to understand that if they upgrade that, the new businesses will come along and want to invest in Winston.
Now, you mentioned kind of a restart for the Chamber of Commerce. Talk more about that.
The old one was ended some years ago. But as you know, a functioning city needs a Chamber of Commerce. So we were approached by a very passionate individual some time back who wanted to, you know, kind of spearhead these efforts. And the ball really started rolling. They adopted an executive board, really good individuals who are in touch with the business community and understand, acclimated to how those work. They just sent over their bylaws. The council approved some transient room tax money to fund them, to subsidize that. So things are starting to come together. We're drafting a contract right now between the chamber and the city so that we can join that and be partners with them in that, those efforts.
So would this be an all-volunteer group, or how would it work?
There would be. So the executive director, I believe, receives some compensation. And that is a good format because volunteers don't always want to stay and be invigorated in that work. But I think the volunteer effort around that should be galvanized from this point forward. She's going to kind of be the one to take the reins with the help of the city and the support of the city and try to get as many volunteers as she can. But her as an individual, she does get compensation on that.
Now, along with the business community, you've got visitors passing through every day from the coast, coming to I-5, going to, you know, just about any location. How do you work to get more folks to stop for whatever reason while they're passing through?
Isn't that the question? That's the million-dollar question that we've been trying to ask ourselves. In addition to that, we have thousands upon thousands of people coming down and going to the safari. It's just a question of how do you get them from the safari and try to get them to come into town, a little further to the south. We really want that. We want that pull. And so we are having internal discussions right now, invoking those discussions, thoughtful discussions within council and within at the staff level. What does it look like? Do we need to do more beautification, more flower, make it more pretty and aesthetically pleasing? Do we need to do some public projects like a community pool, for example, or things like of that nature? Anything's on the table because we all have the same vision and goal of bringing these people in and having them enjoy the amenities that are available in there.
You mentioned the new mayor. Talk more about what the mayor and the council do.
Well, the mayor and the council, we got a new mayor, and she was sworn in at the beginning of January. We also have a new council member. We had one that moved outside of the city limits. And then we had a couple other council members that ran for re-election, and they were victorious in their campaign. So now we have our full council moving forward. We've had a couple of council meetings now where we've busied ourselves with some of these typical city projects, trying to get anchored in. I have a lot of respect for them. They all are community-first minded. They all have the same goal of what can we do to improve Winston. Much respect there.
And you mentioned the police department and some work going on around there. Any other things about the police department you want to mention?
Sure, yeah. We got a couple of projects in the hopper here that is being allocated from the urban renewal funds. One of them is we are going to be constructing and going out to bid soon on a new police evidence room. We're very excited about that. We've got a healthy budget for it. The police department being over on Rose Street, they just recently got their new building, and it's a very nice product, but we need to get them an evidence room that's a secure location that has your all of your normal things that would go in concert with that in terms of security cameras and a protected area for their evidence. So that's a project that'll be moving forward in fairly short order.
And what was the building used for previously?
I think it was the library, I want to say. Mm-hmm. It was a different public facility. I think the city owned the land, and so it was repurposed in that regard. The PD was down at City Hall, and so City Hall was in one aspect of the City Hall building over on Douglas Street, and the PD operated the other. So they have their own building. They've been able to stretch their legs, but now we got to get them that evidence room to tie that up.
And so before, you just felt like you had too many people in one, having the police department and the rest of the city staff in one building was kind of pushing it.
Oh, they were bursting at the seams. Yeah. Years ago, I remember, Kyle, when I was real green and I got put in the county contract when they were working with the county to do the planning, the planner didn't even have an office over there. There just wasn't a whole lot of space. Wasn't anybody's fault. But now we've grown in such a fashion that we've had to really make adjustments to that. And I think it's been really appropriate what we've done.
All right. An update on the city of Winston, City Manager Thomas McIntosh. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening. listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.